If, in fact, there is a liability, there could be reverse liability as well. And that would be that we do try and sue somebody. Somebody is tossed in jail because of the guise of being a protest and a riot, because that's how we get money. And all of a sudden, we find out that we have a 1983 action that gets thrown at my county because we violated their rights. And then the state tries to assert that there's a liability back. On the flip side, I'm going to have a situation where my county gets assessed $7 million for violating someone's constitutional statutory rights. There's nothing in there that protects my county from something that the state would be doing that could create a liability that comes back my county's way. And I can't let my taxpayers be at risk in that respect.